Hello friends, today the 10 zone duty are Santiago and Brazil 1. Brazil 1, go ahead please.
Pode falar, Carlos.
Bom dia, queridos amigos do Clima Mundial. É com imensa alegria que nós da Dezena 2 do Brasil...
Good morning, great friends of the World CLI. We wish to bring you the joy of the Brazil 10 together with the Santiago 10. We want to have the preparation for today's lesson, the fifth day of Sukkot. How beautiful it is to see the new state of virtual connection that the Creator is giving us for this holiday of Sukkot. We truly receive this privilege to be a part of the Bnei Baruch group. Let's start the lesson with joy in our hearts. Let's connect all of us. Let's sit under the shade of the Sukkah so that we will be able to receive new lights from the Creator. Through the Oshpizin, the guests of Aaron, who's today's guest, happy lesson, everyone. L'chaim.
Dar Alexi.
Queridos amigos del CLI Olamim.
Dear friends of the World CLI. With the excitement and joy that we have at this special time, even though we don't see or hear, we go above reason. As one man and one heart, even though we are small, so many Kabbalists would want to be at this time seeing how Bnei Baruch is building this higher bridge for the nations of the world. We should be happy to have the Rav, the Holy Teacher, and the privilege that he's taking us from darkness to revelation. We live in the era of Rav Lightman, and that's a huge privilege. Together, brothers, let's give our very last drop of blood, and together we'll defeat the Creator. L'chaim, friends.
Reading an excerpt from the source from Rabash, note 624, the matter of Ushpizin, guests. Baal HaSulam interpreted the matter of Ushpizin, the Sukkot guests, that it is a matter that is introduced in the Zohar. It is a way by which to pass. The light of Chokhmah cannot shine consistently. This is the meaning of luck. It comes from the words mazal, from the words water will pour out from his buckets. Pouring means that it is only dripping, meaning it illuminates intermittently. Whereas a stream means illuminating ceaselessly. For this reason, the guests love that they will have a spacious place. But when they come and the place is narrow, they cannot enter. This means that the light of Chokhmah cannot shine unless by clothing of Chasadim. And Chasadim is called wide. The light of Chokhmah is called Ushpizin, guests. Therefore, if one has no Chasadim, it cannot clothe.
Pode fazer a pergunta, Wagner.
Pergunta para o workshop. Cada dezena.
Question for a workshop.
Como cada dezena deve se organizar dentro
do geral? How should each friend arrange itself in the common sukkah to receive the fifth ushpizin aharon? Aaron.
How we arrange ourselves as a ten to receive the guest, Ushpizin, Aaron? We'll arrange it through connection, because we can receive this quality only through connection between us.
Connection, where the main thing is to be on the right, and the wholeness, the greatness of the friends, and depends on preparation that Aaron will only strengthen the right.
We received a beautiful example from South America, from Brazil and Santiago, from the guys there, how everything there is in joy, in connection. We're truly all together, one kli, walking towards the goal, and it is truly is very rejoicing.
And in all of us around the world, kli, working to unite, to nullify, then it's as though the light of Chasadim fills this space, and then Ushpizin, the guests, can come, and then now it's Aaron.
We were awarded of living at the times of Rav Lightman, therefore all of our work is in connection in the ten. We have the most amazing, most perfect ten, and next to us are hundreds of other tens, and all of them are truly full of friends that were chosen by the Creator. The Creator once said the world is waiting for it, therefore our success is guaranteed.
Yeah, because all the friends have the same goal, the same longing. What's left is only to build a kli, to build one common lack. So we're going to have to continue to want to come to connection, to do it, to pray for it.
Yes, we started to connect between us around the lesson. First, around what the Kabbalists wish to pass on to us. And today we're getting a new Ushpizin, a new guest. We have the privilege to study them, to feel them, to work on them later on throughout the day. So let's prepare for this new quality that we will be studying today, the quality of Aaron.
Yeah, and we were privileged to live in the times of tens, which, if I'm not wrong, Ushpizin Moses has founded. So coming to 110, we will strengthen our connection in a common request that will discover the only force of connection that exists in reality.
As always, we will strengthen the connection between us all the friends throughout the entire journey of 3 hours, and we will let this guest called Aaron wash us, enter into us. Roman.
And we'll thank the Creator that we have an opportunity to build the sukkah in the heart, and this sukkah that we've built together from the waste will be a place where we can receive these guests, the ushpizin.
And having arranged our devotion in such a way, in a state of Ibu conception with Abraham, then we added the left line, then we connected everything together in this great tent, and then we built Moshe, Moses, in order to pull in the whole world with that quality of above reason. And as the friend said, we arranged him in the tents. Now we can bring him the right line. Now we can bring everything as a gift to the Creator. You're the greatest of the generation. I love you. It's going to be a fire of a lesson. We will do it together with the whole world. Kli will pass the light to everyone. Everything will be okay. Doctor.
Ahora, Eduardo.
Amado Bore, tú que nos creaste y creaste todo lo existente.
Dear Creator, you've created us, everything that exists. We are praying with all our hearts. We beg you with all our whole heart to help us use the force of Abraham and the attribute of Chesed. Help the world, Kli, build a sukkah that will raise humanity to a higher level for the sake of your greatness in order to give you contentment.